Trevo Scrub TXT by T. Henthorne, 2017, Trevor, at penguin.com, version 94.6, Thursday, February 9th, 8 hours, 0 minutes, and 0 seconds PST 2017. Overview, T. Henthorne 2017. Trevo Scrub TXT is one of the Trevo Scrub Max for Live plugins that will run in Ableton Live with optional push control. Trevo Scrub TXT combines the macOS 10 text-to-speech capabilities with MSP audio processing and scrubbing. The system provides text sonification and extreme modulation and manipulation. It is useful for creating text-based compositions, illusory sound design, vocal transformations and chaotic sonic textures. Installation. This plugin uses the shell external. For Mac 7, install shell MXO in shell Max help in your documents Mac 7/library folder. Download from here, https://cycling74.com/toolbox/bernstein-shell/. Trevo Scrub TXT uses a folder scrub audio within the same folder as the Max patch. Make sure that this folder exists. The patches voices menu includes all OS 10 voice. Check your system preferences and load voices that have not been downloaded yet. Sonification. Type some text. Choose a voice. Sonify. Then trigger. Loop. Adjust speed and loop start and end. In addition, you can load text from a text file or directly from the web. Transport. Playback can be triggered in three ways, via MIDI, via the internal transport locked, trigger engine or both combined. When MIDI is used, playback speed is adjusted plus 2 octaves, relative to C3, MIDI number 60. So, C4 would playback at double speed. Use the speed control knob to manually adjust the playback. You have the choice of the speed control affecting the pitch or time stretching and compressing. Use the loop feature to auto-trigger at the end of the sample for interesting rhythmic transformations. Display range. The selection plate can be chosen with the mouse in the waveform window or various push-enabled knobs. For selection, choose loop then move the mouse up down to change the loop size and right-left to shift in time. Use the move features to move and or zoom. LFOs. The speed and loop start time can be modulated with the LFOs. Enable one or both LFOs, then adjust the LFO rate, depth and bias. With speed, a depth of 1 and bias of 0.5 will raise and lower the speed plus 0.5. With start time, a depth of 100 milliseconds and a bias of 0.5 will shift the start point forward and backward by plus 50 milliseconds. Choose from three wave shapes for variation and modulation effect. Patterns. To save the settings, choose a pattern number then store. Recall by choosing that pattern number and clicking recall. The following are saved: start end times, LFOs, play status, loop, stretch, voice, tempo, trigger and gain. Use MIDI node numbers 1 through 16 to select and recall patterns 1 through 16. Effects. Use the pan slew echo controls to create stereo effects and vocal transformations. For a phantom word type effect, set the trigger tempo to 4N, the autopen to 4N and the echo to 8N. Use the enable switches to mute specific channels. Panic. The panic button resets most of the settings to their default. This includes transport, looping LFOs and effects. Push control. Most of the functions are mapped to push knobs. To enhance playability, these are grouped into banks, transport, LFOs, display range, sonification, patterns, effects, and panic on the end of bank 5. Use MIDI nodes 17 for panic or 18/19 for play pause. For best results, set the push to chromatic scale mode.